Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody needs one night to go out in style. Try on a little spotlight for a little while. I'm talking fancy where the food ain't fast. Two forks, two knives, Bud Light and glass. Rent us a car, show up late, valet the track. Credit on my cards, money in the bank, at least for tonight. Keeping my shades on. I heard he taught Timberlake. Cause I'm smooth when I move. I'm out of my league but confident. I've had high life but not like this. A good old boy can get used to keeping my shades on inside. All dressed in black.
Can hear you for a second there. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay.
thanks for joining us today.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but since the last time you were on the show, a bunch of big things have been happening for you. Am I right?
Yes. A lot has been going on.
Now, as I said in the intro, you recently won yourself a pretty big award.
Yes, I was really excited about it.
I tell everybody about it because I don't want to steal your thunder.
So it's called the WOBA Award, and basically it's the Chris Top program does like this iHeartRadio thing, and they do interviews all the time, very similar to you, and they I think are on iHeartRadio, and basically during CMA Fest they just do like a ton of like interviews all throughout the week, and then on the very last day they do an award show that people can vote for and everything. So I won Top Artist this year, which was really exciting.
That's cool. And for those of you who don't know, yours truly was actually nominated for one of those awards this year, which completely and absolutely shocked me.
It was awesome. I was so excited for you.
I was browsing the awards because a bunch of my friends are nominated. And I get down to where it says top fan. I'm like, wait, what?
Yes, I was
wait,
so excited
what?
To see
what's
your name
here. Yeah, Chris Top. Speaking of Chris, Chris is one of the best at what he does. There's no question about that.
Yeah, he is great. He's such a great guy too. Him and Allie.
Before we move on, I think we've got somebody on the line that wants to say hi to you.
Okay.
Hold on just one second.
All right.
724, you there?
Hello,
724? Yeah, hey.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Just wonderful. Just wonderful. I heard you had the interview this afternoon, so you know I had to listen in and give a call and give you a big hello.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Hello, Patrick. I miss you already from being in Nashville.
Yeah, trust me.
That's what I thought it was. Hey, Pat, sorry, buddy.
I actually tried to sneak my way back out of the airport, but I don't think they would let me.
I'd be all for it.
I tried to miss the plane, but he just kept shoving me on the thing.
Well, I'm sad that you had to get back on the plane, but you should have missed it.
You never know when I could just pop into Nashville again.
I hope you do. I really hope you do. It would make my day, my whole year.
Well, you never know. And as you know, I'm always good for a surprise or two here and there.
Well, I sure hope so. I do love surprises, so I'll be keeping my fingers crossed.
You never know. There just might be a Sunday night to look up at the row and just see the familiar face sitting out in the crowd.
That would be awesome. So awesome.
Hey, Patrick, while we were on the subject of the WOBA Awards, congrats on your win, buddy.
Thank you so much. I was shocked, like you said, about even being nominated.
Yeah, I was like,
yeah, congratulations.
Wait, what's going on here?
And then the win was even a bigger shock. But I was probably more happy that Megan got her award.
Aw, you're
and
so
I was
sweet.
For me to win.
Aw, you're
know,
too sweet. Thank you.
And I'll be honest. With you, Patrick. If I wasn't able to win, I would have wanted it to go to you, buddy.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, he told me that, like, a month ago. He said, if I don't win, I have a feeling he's going to win.
And hopefully next year for CMA Fest, I'll get to meet up with you guys in person.
Maybe.
If not before then, like I told Megan, you never know.
Yeah. You never do, bud.
Yeah.
Hey, I think I'm gonna let you go, Patrick. I'll talk to you later, okay, man?
All right, sounds good. You guys have a great day.
Bye, Patrick.
You too.
Thanks,
bye,
bud.
Megan.
Mm-hmm, bye. Patrick's a great guy, isn't he?
Yes, he is. He's so sweet. So supportive, too.
Oh, I agree. You know, and what he said about getting back to Nashville, I need to get back there myself. You know, my 30th birthday is coming up. So.
Oh.
I told him
I need to do
it
big.
Celebrate.
I
need a boat to come.
Party.
Yes. Let's have a party in Nashville.
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
I told him if he comes to visit me, I'll throw him a party, or we can go party in Nashville. It's up to him.
Oh, yes. I like that idea. I'm all for it.
If I'm not somewhere between here in Baltimore, I'll definitely be in Nashville if I'm not somewhere between here in Baltimore by then, because I'm going up to Baltimore. Yes, me and you both. I wanted to ask. And there's something else that's coming up for you that I know you're extremely excited about is your debut EP.
Yes, I am really, really, really excited for everyone to hear it.
You know, I've gotten a chance to hear you live maybe like twice. And a lot through Periscope because of your mom. Thank her for that for me, by the way.
I will. I'm so glad she's able to do it.
And after we have the phone, give her a big hug for me until I love her, okay?
I will. I definitely will. I know she'll appreciate that. I'll see her in just a couple hours, so I'll let her know.
Sweet.
You know she loves
but,
you, too.
Anyway, back to the EP. Do we have a name for it yet, or is it still in the works?
Well, it is going to be self-titled. We thought a long time about what the title for it should be, but there was really no like song on there that we felt like just sort of described the whole thing altogether. So we were just like, you know what? It's my first one. Let's just make it self-titled. So it's just Megan Golden.
Makes sense.
We didn't get too creative with it.
Now, I know you've shot a lot of cover videos, et cetera, but what has the recording process of this EP been like for you?
It's been great. So the two guys that I recorded it with are just great musicians. I actually met them through a full band show that I did. One played drums and then one played bass. And that show was like the first time, our rehearsal for that was the first time I ever met them. And we just really hit it off and got along really well. And they just really liked my music. And they were like, hey, we also co-produce a lot together and would love to produce your EP. Like, I know you don't have anything yet and we'd love to do it with you. So I was like, yeah, that'd be awesome. So they both played on it and they both did it. And all the musicians were incredible on it. And it was such a fun time because, like, the people that I recorded with really like my music and really, like, cared about it. So we just had a blast, like, all being like really invested in it and all that kind of stuff. So it was really, really fun. A really cool experience, a great experience, especially for my first time ever recording and all that. So it was great. I'm just so pumped for everyone to hear it.
You know, and if this EP is as good as what I've heard live, it's going to be absolutely killer.
Well, I hope so. Hopefully it's better. I like, you know, it's cool to hear your songs. Normally I just play them acoustic, just me playing. So it was a really cool experience to hear those songs with a full band and all that stuff. So I think you'll like it. I hope you'll like it.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I will. And I'll be first in line to buy it.
All right, sweet. Thank you so much.
You know, and something else that I thought was really cool, and we might have talked about this last time, but you got a chance to open up for a Drake White.
Yes.
How cool was that?
That was really, really cool. It was really awesome, really kind of unexpected. But, yeah, and he's doing great things right now. So it was really cool to get to open up for him, and he was really, really nice and very, you know, sweet, complimenting me on my music and stuff. So it was really, really fun.
That's cool. That's cool. Em, did you have anything?
I was just listening, but, yeah, I can't remember. Since I lost this even on the show, I don't even remember what we talked about last time, but, let's see, we talked about your music. Cody, do you want to, like, talk about songwriting and all that stuff now, or do you want to wait?
Yeah, you know, and going back to something that Em said, this is what, like, your 34th time on the show, I think?
Yeah, I think it's the third time, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, we didn't get into much of this last time, but what is the songwriting process like for you? I know you write a lot of your stuff, so what's the songwriting process like? Do you start with like the chorus or build around that, or how does that work for you?
It's weird because it's different every time. A lot of my friends usually will start with, like, some chords on guitar or whatever or something like that. But I tend to start with lyrics, which is a little bit strange, I think. I don't think that's really the way most people do it. But I will tend to start with, like, a line that I think is really cool. Oh, sweet. Cool. Then we can relate on that. But I guess because I started writing sort of before I ever played guitar. So it's just that's kind of how I started writing before. I would just write the lyrics, you know. So that's often what I do. I'll just, like, find a line that I think is really cool and figure out if I think it should be in the chorus or, like, the verse or whatever, and then I'll just go from that. Sometimes I start from beginning to end. Sometimes I start with the chorus and then build the verses around that. It kind of, it's different every time. When I write with other people, we tend to start with, like, you know, chords and a melody idea, and then from that go into the lyrics. But, yeah, when I'm writing by myself, which is what I do quite often, then I'll just write the lyrics first and then come up with a melody and all that kind of stuff later. And oftentimes I'll write a song and I'll rewrite it a couple times before it ever comes, you know, what it is by the end.
Awesome. And I know you told me when we set this interview up, that you'll be out of town for this. How are you liking where you're at?
I love it. I'm out in – it's really great. I'm like near Denver, Colorado, but right now I guess I'm in a little town called Boulder, and I've been in Broomfield and all that kind of all over the place. But, yeah, it's been great. I played last night for this conference, so I'm just out here for, like, the duration of the conference. But I don't really – I have some, like, various things that I'm a part of, but a lot of the time I'm just going to be kind of hanging out and just hopefully relaxing a little bit. So,
basically.
Yeah, exactly. I went and checked out the mountains and this place called Pikes Peak this weekend, and it was really, really cool, just breathtaking and beautiful, and it's just a lot different than Nashville up here.
Okay. I've been to Colorado once in my life, and it's just, there's nothing like it, you know.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. I've never been out here before or anywhere really close to here, so it's been really fun to just kind of go around and do all the touristy things. I went to the Stanley Hotel. Did you go to the Stanley Hotel when you were out here?
I didn't, but I saw the Instagram picture.
Oh, yes. I've been Instagramming everything, of course.
Yes, I saw the Instagram picture.
But, yeah. Yes, it was really, really cool, really creepy, but I loved it.
Creepy. there's one place that you need to get to once in your life.
Okay.
It is Yosemite National Park in California. The most beautiful
place
you've ever seen in your life.
I've been wanting to go to California so, so bad.
When you go, it's in Northern California, up near Oakland, somewhere around in there. But it is absolutely the most beautiful place you've ever seen in your entire life.
Nice. Well, I'm going to have to check it out because I've been wanting to check out lots of places in California. I kind of want to just go out there for, like, a long time and just go to all the places in California that I've been wanting to go to. So hopefully that will be next on my agenda. Maybe I can book some shows out there and make it kind of a more productive thing, but also fit in all my tourist attractions.
I was out there maybe, it's been about 3 years ago maybe now. Good Lord,
okay.
It didn't seem like it's been that long.
Time flies, doesn't it?
But it does. We did all the tourist attractions. We did Hollywood Walk of Fame, the Chinese Theater,
oh, nice.
A wax museum. We've done it all. And it was from a distance, but I even saw Capitol Records building, which was cool.
Oh, sweet. I'm so jealous.
Me too.
It was cool. I mean, this thing is a...
Let's all go. Me, you, and Cody.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I'm down.
Road trip. Road trip.
Yes, that was fun.
Anyway. I don't know if I've told you this, but I'm trying to see all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums by the time I'm 30 myself.
Oh, yeah.
Which
you told me that.
Time's
That's
kind
so
of running
cool.
out for that. Time's kind of running out for that.
How many have you done so far?
I've done 24.
Oh, wow. So you're really close.
I'm pretty close. And I've seen some pretty interesting stuff, I'll tell you that.
Oh, yeah?
Seen some pretty interesting stuff. I'm actually, I'm getting off track here, so time to reel this thing back in. Going back to songwriting for a second, I'm a bit of a songwriter myself.
Nice.
Well, not actually songwriting, but more of changing the lyrics to existing songs.
Oh, that's cool. That's a good idea.
He says this, but in reality, it was like he came up with one line, and I came up with the rest, and then he edited it.
Yeah.
Like, this is pretty much how the last one went.
Taking all the credit
I came up
for it.
With the first verse and a part of the chorus, and M came up with second part of the chorus, second verse and the bridge. So
nice, y'all
yeah.
did a little collaboration. I like that.
He texts me and says, "I can't think of a second verse," and it took me like 2 minutes to write a second verse and a bridge.
It literally did.
And the rest of the
wow.
chorus, but then. I was like, Cody, that was so easy. Like, give me another challenge.
So do you write a lot, Emily?
Not a lot, only when Cody asks me to help him.
Nice.
I like
to start writing more.
I sing, but writing's not typically my thing. But, I mean, I'm down for it when he asks for my help.
Okay.
But it's not typically
Sweet.
My thing.
I like
thing.
That. That's awesome. That's so cool.
I'm his assistant.
Writing is one of my passions. That and singing, obviously. So
yeah.
Anytime I can sit down and write anything, I'm down for it. You know.
That's awesome. I love writing. It's a cool thing.
Me and you both. I need to get back into songwriting. I hadn't done that in a long time. I mean, original songs.
Yeah.
I hadn't written an original song in maybe 10 years, something like that. It's been a while.
Yeah, you should write more. You know, they say you should write every day, which is hard to do.
Right.
I don't know.
Obviously.
I don't know that I've ever finished a song. Ever. Written a whole song. I don't think so.
Really? You should try it.
Really? I should.
You'd probably be good
Cody,
at it.
That's our next challenge.
Yes. I challenge you both to write your own original song and then sing it for me.
Okay.
Done. I don't know if you want to hear me sing, because I sound like a dying cat, but I mean,
you do not. Stop saying that.
Whatever. You do not.
You're
know
full
you
of
don't.
Crap, son.
I'm actually in the process of learning guitar too, so that'll help
nice.
A little bit.
Nice.
I
yeah,
can play like four chords on the guitar. Guitar's in the closet.
Hey, that's all you need in country music.
I discovered that. Well, my uncle tried to teach me forever and ever, and I discovered that I'm a good singer. I don't need to necessarily be a good guitar player too, because I have people for
that's
that.
True.
That was always
right,
my thing.
Exactly.
You know what? I can sing, so I would rather like perfect that than be not as good of a singer and be a guitar, like do both. I'd rather be really great at one than like okay at both. So I kind of put it in the
that's
closet.
That's true.
And like,
yeah, that's
you
a
know,
good. If you don't love guitar playing, then you might as well just focus on what you love and making that the best it can be.
Yeah, because I'd rather just be a singer and like a guitar in the closet.
Yeah, for sure. I get that.
The internet is a great place to learn guitar.
Yeah, you do.
I didn't finish.
YouTube, guitartabs.com, it's just great. There's a bunch of stuff out there for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually,
I can play the chords
today
by Sugarland, and that's it.
Oh, nice.
Sweet.
It's like the only song, because there's only like three chords in the whole song, but then the bridge comes and it's like, well, I guess I'm singing the bridge a cappella because there's another chord in there.
That's when you just cut the bridge. You're just like straight to the next chord.
Right.
To the next, yep. But I'm actually trying to learn one of my current favorite songs, Florida Georgia Line's Holy. I love that song.
Oh, nice. I've never played
I love that song. It's just
I just heard it for the first time a couple days ago because Cody wouldn't shut up about it, so.
Then you had to listen to it.
Y'all need to look up the song. It's great. That's all I can say about it. It's just great.
I've actually heard good things about it, so I'll have to look it up and listen to it some.
I heard it on the radio the other day for the first time. Like, he was obsessed with it, and it came on, and I finally was like, okay, I've heard your song. Quit telling me about it now.
Heard your song. I know. I definitely need to make a trip up to Nashville soon.
Yes, you definitely should.
So I'm not going till you go, so,
Yeah, both of y'all need to come here. We can hang out.
Yes.
I am. Speaking of Nashville, when are you going back to the Hatchery? When are you going back?
Whenever you decide we're going. I'll go whenever you want to go.
I thought it was on you.
Well, it was
on
me, but now it's on. Okay, give me 3 weeks. Just like let me.
Okay, done.
Okay, give me 3 more weeks because.
Done.
Here was my thing, Megan. We were like because we bought a new car. We were like, when we buy a new car, we're gonna make a trip. But like, when you buy a new car, you gotta recover from that whole
thing.
Of
that, exactly.
The purchase price of that new.
I totally understand that.
Still on that feeling of the new car. So, let me wear the new car smell off, Cody, and then we'll go.
And then you can go.
Deal.
Yeah.
Once the smell is gone, that's when you know. It is not time.
That's when you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. 30 minutes is gone now. 30 minutes
wow.
Just, yeah.
Yeah, Yeah, because we just start talking and none of us know when to stop. So we just end up having a 30-minute conversation and people listening are like, I don't care about these people's lives.
Just like a normal phone call with a friend.
Yeah,
know?
Because people who are listening to see what Megan says, probably are like, we don't care about Emily and Cody's lives.
Oh, whatever.
We don't care about the rest of them, just Megan.
Right?
Well, I care what y'all have to say, so.
That's why she keeps coming back, because she thinks we're great, obviously. We've had guests that have been on the show 6 or 7 times. Yes.
Oh, nice.
We've had people on the show who have been on here 6 or 7 times, and at this point, there's no more questions to ask those people, but we just want them on because we know them, and people will listen, and they're like,
I have them on for just a 30-minute.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's awesome.
It's become pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I'll just leave it at that. It's become pretty interesting.
Those 7-time guests, we've only had two 7-time guests and a couple 6-timers.
Wow.
At this point, there's nothing. Well, one of our 6-time guests is an executive at General Hospital, so we do have questions for him because each time he comes on, something different's happening on TV. But the other ones, we're just friends with, and we're like, come to the show.
Nice.
At this point,
yep.
Like, this is really all it is.
Just a time to catch up.
Pretty
so.
Much, yeah.
People who listen
yeah.
for an interview
yeah.
are sorely disappointed when we have a 6-time guest on because we don't have any more questions because we are
the show. There's no more questions to ask this person.
Oh, my gosh. I love it.
You know, before this thing completely falls off the rails, which I'm pretty sure it already has, I want to thank you again for coming on the show, and you know exactly how we feel about you. At this point,
aww.
You, my friend, are family.
Yeah,
you, my friend,
exactly.
are family at this point.
You know,
and now you're a
3-time
guest, maybe 4. So
yes.
You're getting there. You're catching up.
I'm trying to catch up to that 7-time person.
Who's our 7-timer? Oh, Pastor Payne from Days of Our Lives is our 7-timer, but she's just a friend at this point, so she just comes on to, like,
right.
gossip about life.
But
and that's good. We have 7-timers. Kristen Burt's a 7-timer, but she's an entertainment reporter, so she does have things to say when she comes on the show.
Oh,
but
nice.
For the most
part,
people who've been on the show this many times, it's like, what are we supposed to ask you? Because we already know you.
That's so funny.
Oh,
so we have fun anyway.
Before we do wrap this up, I was on your website looking around. I just kind of researching for this interview, and you've got something coming up in about a month in North Carolina, don't you?
Yes, I'm getting ready to play. Out in North Carolina, that's exciting. I'm trying to, you know, play more places other than Nashville. So, like I said, I'm out here in Denver
mm-hmm.
right now, and then heading to North Carolina in a month.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited.
And you already know this, but it bears repeating. Anything you do, I'm more than happy to promote anything you do. You know this.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It helps a lot.
And you can come
you
back
know,
anytime and
you know,
have a 30-minute phone
you.
Call.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, absolutely. You know, that's one of the reasons why I promote as many people as I do, because I feel like if y'all are willing to give us 30 minutes of your time, out of what I'm sure is a busy schedule, it's the absolute least we can do is to promote you guys.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It really is helpful having people, you know, just helping get the word out and all that kind of stuff. So I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. And I've never admitted this on air, but this show is my way of staying close to the industry that I just dearly love.
Yeah.
I love the music industry.
That's a great thing you're doing.
I think at this point I'm gonna let you go, and I'll be talking to you later. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. See you, Cody. Bye, Emily.
Bye. Thanks for coming.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right. See you, Megan.
Bye.
Bye. Megan was pretty awesome, wasn't she? You know, at this point, I think, going back to what you said, Em, about our guests that are getting on up there, you know, like 6-7 timers.
Yep.
It's really not about interviewing them per se, but it's more of just a 30 minute gab session. You know what I mean?
Yep. Catching up. Look, if Patsy Peace is back on our show, which I have no doubt she will be because she's been on our show 7 freaking times, which is the best thing I ever loved in my life. I'm sure people don't even listen anymore because they just know we're gonna gossip. Like there's that's it. People probably
right.
Like, oh, Patsy Peace is on their show, but
okay.
You know. That's how people probably feel about Kristen Burt, even though every time she comes on, we do have a motive. And when Patsy comes back on, we'll have days to talk about, of course, but still. People probably just give up because they know who's coming on and they
imagine.
Know what it's like. Yes.
There
what?
Are means to our madness, aren't there?
But, anyway.
I think I'm going to hand it over to you now, for this next announcement, because I know you set this up.
I did. Next Tuesday, the 28th, we're having Nathan Varney from ABC, which I kind of spoiled a few minutes ago, but that's okay. As you guys know, he's a series executive at General Hospital, and this will be his 6th time on the show, I think, maybe 7. I think 6, though. I think 6 because he wasn't here when
I
you
think
he was
did 6
the show
recording
you.
Facebook at 6.
This is his 6th time because 7th would... It would only be 7th because it was here like a few months ago in April, but he
mm-hmm.
didn't make it that day. So I'm trying to keep track because I know we have some 7 and 8 timers, but he's a 6th time
there
visitor
are only,
of our show.
There are only 2 people that I know of that are in the 7 time club.
Kristen Burt's been on 8 times.
7.
She's been on 8 times.
I thought it was.
Mm-mm. 8 because she was here when you did
okay, then.
When we did the show for you. She's been on 8 times.
She,
Patsy Peace is at 7
times. She holds the record then,
and,
okay.
Nathan's at 6. I try to keep them straight, but Patsy said she'll have to catch up to Kristen, so she'll have to come on again soon.
Come on,
but anyway.
We'll have to have, speaking of Patsy, we'll have to have her on sometime pretty soon, like you said. So.
Yes. But Nathan will be joining us on the 28th. He will be here to talk about General Hospital, and if anyone has any questions, and by questions, I don't mean offensive ones, because I got into it with some people the other night at like 2 in the morning
yeah.
over their smart aleck attitudes, because people have very strong opinions, tweet them to me, and I'll make sure to ask. I already have several real ones, not attitude ones, but due to time, we won't be taking live callers, because we weren't able to get everyone through the last time he was on to ask their questions. Because we kind of like to chat about the show and people will come on and we just don't have time for that. So we'll be taking your Twitter questions. You can tweet them to me, you can email them to me, post them on my Instagram, Facebook, whatever.
Yep.
Yeah, somebody the other night, it was actually really funny and I didn't even get to tell you about it, tweeted me 12 times and they were all 12.
Oh, good Lord.
They were like, they weren't even real questions. They were like joking / offensive questions. And one of them
mm-hmm.
said something about how, I don't know what it was, but I shut this person down real good. And I can't remember what they said. But somebody
oh, wow.
else was like, you're contradicting yourself. You asked for questions. I said, and you haven't asked me a question. All you've given me is your opinion. And I didn't ask for that. And that person blocked me.
That's
but
funny.
That's okay.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well
anyway, we
okay.
have several questions already for him. And he thought it was funny, too. I emailed him and we were laughing about these people. But the fans come out of the woodwork. When I ask opinions, which I should know better than to ask opinions.
Yeah. Asking for opinions online is like wading into a barbed wire fence.
Yeah, the
you know what I mean?
Fan fans came at me, girl. Like, yeah. I don't even understand.
Yeah.
They came at me like crazy. All these girls coming, like, out of the woodwork that I don't know, and, like, one after the other. And I'm like, well, dial it back a notch, because I don't know you, and you need to chill. They're not real. Fictional characters.
I don't know you, you need to chill. That's
but
funny.
But these films are crazy. Anyway, so we'll be having him next Tuesday, and that's at 5 o'clock. We've moved back up to the 5 o'clock time slot for that show, just because
at
that's his schedule. And he's on, yeah, he's on... He's in on the West Coast, so it's like 3 o'clock for him. No, 2
it's
o'clock
3
for him.
Time.
So he'll be here. And so far, so that's all. You know, we don't have anything for July yet.
And
the first week of July is a holiday week. Yeah, but hey,
I'm
watch
good.
My Twitter and Instagram because exciting news coming soon.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Be watching Em's Twitter and Instagram for some really, really exciting news. And I'm so proud of her for. So.
But he can't share because I won't let him. But y'all will know soon enough.
You'll kill me
Twitter,
if I share.
Instagram,
I know.
Snapchat, Facebook, and everywhere.
You will murder me if I share this. I know you will.
Yeah, I'll drive to his house and kill him because it's a secret. But anyway, exciting news coming soon.
Yeah, pretty much.
Probably next month. I don't know what day, but we'll let you guys know everything that's going
smarter,
on. And
friends, you know what I mean?
That's true. Anyway, you can watch my Twitter. It's at EmilyC0915. Instagram is PrincessCassanine. If you can't spell it, you don't know me well enough to find it. And then Cody is at Weekdays with Mars, WKDYS. And then on Instagram, he's DrummerBoy04. So you can keep up with us everywhere.
Yes, you can. And my Snapchat is MurphyLee04. So,
my
Snapchat
is Emily the Singer 9, just a 9, no 0, just 9.
Yep.
So you guys can keep up with us. But
and that's pretty much all of our, and that's pretty much all of our social media stuff. So.
Yeah, pretty much.
We've got 3 minutes before Blog Talk forcibly removes us. So I'm going to let you go, okay?
We did a good job this time, then. We filled up the time slot.
Yes, we did. I'll talk to you later,
all right, girl. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right, bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with our dear friend, Megan Golden. Like Em said, next week we have ABC executive Nathan Varney joining us on the show. So I think that'll about do it for the announcement right now. I'm working on a few things for July. So as soon as I know, you'll know. And I think with that, I'm going to end the show right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Mark. Thank you and goodbye.